I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The new president of Colombia and the country's youngest ever leader, Iván Duque, has promised to unite what he called a divided nation. He was speaking just after his inauguration to the highest office of the land, wearing a sash in the country's national colours of red, blue and yellow. Mr. Duque, who's 42, reaffirmed his belief in the peace process and the state's obligation to protect ordinary members of the FARC.
I believe in the demobilisation, in the disarmament and the reintegration of FARC rebel soldiers. Many of them were recruited by force or separated from their loved ones at gunpoint. I am convinced and committed to finding productive opportunities for these people and to protecting them.
He also promised to curb rising cocaine production, tackle corruption and reignite a sluggish economy. The High Court in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka, has ordered that a prominent photographer, Shahidul Alam, who was arrested on Monday, be taken to hospital for treatment. The ruling came in response to a petition by his wife against a lower court order remaining him in custody for 7 days. Sanjay Desgupta reports.
Appealing to the High Court to intervene, Shahidul Alam's wife, Rehnuma Ahmed, had alleged her husband was being tortured in custody, which is why the two judges also ordered a medical examination of the detained photographer's physical condition. Shahidul Alam is a prize-winning photographer. He was arrested after he made what police called provocative comments on Facebook and television. Mr. Alam was speaking about ongoing protests by students against the high number of traffic deaths in Bangladesh, protests to which the police have responded with tear gas and rubber bullets.
Human rights groups have condemned the presidential amnesty granted on Monday to about 800 people in Ivory Coast. Charles Haviland has more details.
The 11 rights organisations, which include Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, said there should be no pardon for those responsible for war crimes or other serious human rights violations. The mass pardon applies mainly to associates of the former president, Laurent Gbagbo, jailed for their role in months of deadly violence that followed his refusal to leave office after losing an election in 2010. Among them is his wife, Simone Gbagbo, who's to be freed on Wednesday from her 20-year sentence.
This is the World News from the BBC.